Now, you remember that story last week of the 4,000-year-old burial tomb located in Ballyferriter, which was recently rediscovered, and the hope is it could give us an insight into what was important to prehistoric people of West Kerry. The location of the wedge tomb was rediscovered by a local archaeologist and folklorist, Dr. Billy Magfion, when he was exploring hills above Ballyferriter. And wedge tombs consist of a long burial gallery, broader and higher at the front, facing in a westerly direction. They're roofed by slabs laid directly on the side walls, and evidence suggests they were being built between 2500 and 2000 BC, representing the last phase of megalithic tomb building in Ireland. And the National Monument Service have visited the location, and they were able to confirm it was the long lost tomb. Now, the National Monument Service maintains a register of all known archaeological monuments in Ireland, and they would have listed this, I suppose. But there's more that needs to be done here. Over 1,000 lost monuments in Kerry, dating from early history to the end of the 17th century, that's before 1800, are there. Now, archaeologist with the National Monument Service, Cathal O'Brien, is with me on the line. Cathal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and thanks for asking me onto the show.
No problem. Tell me about the help you're looking for in helping find these lost monuments.
Yeah, Gerry, back in 1990, the National Monument Service compiled a list of all known archaeological monuments in County Kerry, and that came to about a list of about nearly 13,000 monuments. And out of that 13,000 monuments, there was about possibly around 1,000 monuments which we had references to, but we have no actual locations for. So these are kind of what we call our lost monuments, our missing monuments of County Kerry. So to give you an example, if there's anyone from Dingle listening, the National Monument Service would love to hear from them about a possible stone that was taken from a castle called Ballynanig Castle, which is in Ballyferriter, and there was a Mrs. McDonough back in 1855, and the stone was removed from the castle and moved to her house, to her garden. Now, we don't know where this Mrs. McDonough in Dingle lived, and we don't know where the stone is today, but we have a record of it, and it had a date of 1649 written on the stone. So it's actually a date stone of the castle of Ballynanig in Ballyferriter in West Kerry. And the stone is now in somebody's garden, possibly in Dingle town. So if anyone knows where Mrs. McDonough's house in Dingle in 1855, do please let us know. You know, contact National Monument Service, and we might be able to track it down. In the village of Ardfert, for example, we have a 17th century date stone, which was recorded in 1874, belonging to the Crosby family, and had a date of 1633, 1635. And again, that date stone has gone missing. It probably could be in somebody's back garden in the village of Ardfert. In your own town, in Tralee town there, we have like a small castle that was held in 1584 by John Oak Fitzgerald, and that was known as the Small Castle. And we don't know where that location is in the town of Tralee. So, you know, in Kerry West townland, which would be a townland just outside Kerry, we'd have a Ringfort that's missing. Ringfort was known locally as the Robber's Hole, and it was in the townland of Kerry's West there. And it was said to be located behind Barrett's residence, so Barrett's house in the townland of Kerry's West, and it was known as the Robber's Hole. So that just gives you a flavour of what's in the kind of list of missing monuments of County Kerry, in covering the whole area of Kerry. And if anyone knows where these missing monuments are, just contact us, or if somebody knows where that Barrett's house is in Kerry's West townland, we'd be able to figure out where the location at Ringfort that's lost.
Right. Okay. So this is all stuff that you're looking for local knowledge here, for people on the ground who may know of someone who will know, and will know from years gone by, effectively.
Yeah, that, exactly. Like that Ringfort out in Kerry's West townland, the location is kind of fixed on the Barrett family house. So if somebody out there knew where the Barretts lived, you'd probably work out where this Ringfort, known as the Robber's Hole, was located. So you would be depending on the locality, the information of the local people and the place names and names of families. So, like Holy Wells, we're looking for a Holy Well up in the parish of Kilnockton in the townland of Kilgallagan Lore, which is known as Tubberad Lana Well, the Well of the Glen. And, you know, the likelihood is that people up in that townland of Kilgallagan Lore in the parish of Kilnockton in North Kerry, they probably know where it is. So it's just a matter of kind of the National Monuments Service getting in contact with the local people to for them to show the National Monuments Service where these sites are located.
Are you working off old maps, or is it the National Monument Service, you know, list that would have been done down through the years, or to work out?
We compiled a list back in 1990, and at that time we went through sources such as, like, there's in Tralee Library, there's the minutes of the Kerry Field Club. And that was, the Kerry Field Club used to go out visiting monuments in the 1930s, 1940s, and they would describe a monument that they would visit, but they wouldn't put down a location. So we would have a location to the townland, but we wouldn't have a precise location to the field in which that ring fort or an inscribed stone or something like that. So, for example, there's a townland called Glenderry in the parish of Ballyheigue, and the minute book of the County Kerry Field Club back in the 1930s, 1940s, recorded a cave with four passages. So this would be like what we call an underground kind of fridge. It's like an underground storage souterrain, we call it. And we don't know where precisely the Kerry Field Club went in that townland and where they saw this cave with four passages. So, that's what we're looking for, is kind of people who might know where these lost monuments are located in their area.
Yeah. And look, I know you have a map, a digital map online to help people look in their own particular area. If you click into it, you can see all of the different sites, and that there are so many. You get a surprise when you see so many different things have been recorded and registered as being either architectural or a particularly archaeological heritage.
Yeah, like on that site, we'd have 15,000 records for County Kerry on the archaeology.ie. That's the National Monument Service website. And if you go to the Historic Environment Viewer, that's where we map all the archaeological monuments for County Kerry. So people can go onto that website and they can look through their townland, they can search by townland, and they can search by air code if they have their air code, and they can see these red dots which will appear on the map, and they're the kind of known locations of the known monuments. But we do have these other unlocated monuments that they can't appear on the map because we don't have a precise location for them.
Okay, Clement, why is this important for someone who would say, look, what does this matter?
Well, you know, for people to be comfortable of who they are, where they come from, you know, the more you know about your past, the more comfortable you feel in your present day. So the better understanding we get of who we are as a community, where we come from. So, like, if you take the people of Ballyfert, or, you know, 4,000 years ago, you know, the prehistoric people of Ballyfert went up and chose that location on the hill. And, you know, they contributed to the Ballyfert that is there today. So we can now go back up to that location where the prehistoric people of Ballyfert went, and we can look out over, say, Smerwick Harbour and Ferreter's Cove in exactly the same way as the people of prehistoric Ballyfert did 4,000 years ago. So we get an idea maybe of who they are, what their religion was, what was important to them, you know. And the more you know about your past, the more comfortable you are in your present, I think. That's my opinion.
And very important from that situation. So what's the website for people to check lost monuments on again?
If you go to the National Monument Service website, it's archaeology.ie. And if you click on Historic Environment Viewer on that homepage of it, it'll take you to a map of Ireland, and then you can search by county and by townland, and you can put in air code onto the search, and it'll take you to the air code of your house if you want to see what's around your house.
And you'll see the stone circles, ring forts, souterrains, standing stones, you name it.
It's up there, a red dot. You just click on a red dot. If you see the red dot, it'll have a monument number, which is like a registration number. It's like a car registration number. Got KE for Kerry. The first part has got this 6-inch sheet that's located on, and then the final part is the number of the monument itself. So you'll find prehistoric rock art. That's rock art that's a couple of thousand years old, carved on stones. Ring forts, which were the first farmsteads, first kind of earliest farmhouses that we'd have, would be these ring forts. Like the megalithic tombs, which would be the first burial sites kind of the people who first came to Kerry. So it's kind of the whole, you know, all the communities that have come to Kerry over the thousands of years, and what they've left behind in the landscape, you know, is up there on the website.
That's, yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of all the contributions by all the different communities that have come to Kerry that made the modern county of Kerry the county that it is.
Yeah, know? Indeed. We have two people getting in touch with us here. There's a ring fort halfway between Ballylongford and Tarbert. I know they're suggesting that's a lost ring fort or not. And another listener says, list of Egan Stone Circle, it has 7 standing stones, and also Rathas Fort in the grounds of UHK. Little are known about these two ring forts.
If people have a ring fort to know about, just go onto our map and see that, you know, search that location and just see if the red dot in the area where they know where the ring fort is. If there's a red dot and we have a location, if there's no red dot, then contact the National Monument Service.
Yes, if you know, that's the handiest way. If you know of there's something and it isn't down on the website, it isn't recorded, then you'll know for sure whether it's something that is or isn't.
It's something that is worth reporting into the National Monument Service as a monument that, you know, that could be a new monument. So we're constantly finding new monuments in Kerry. Like, so even like Billy's tomb and the wedge tomb in Ballyferriter is one of 42 wedge tombs. And in 1970, we had a record of 23. So since 1970 to today, we have, you know, increased that size by 19 new wedge tombs. But it's only 40. There's only 42 wedge tombs in the whole county of Kerry, like out of the 14,000 monuments in the county.
Yes. So, indeed. Yeah. Okay. And there is it looks like it is right beside University Hospital Kerry. There are own stones and different things. I don't see anything on the grounds of Radio Kerry in terms of a monument, so maybe that listener needs to get in touch.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, so just, you know, contact, there's a monument report form on our website if you wanted to fill it in and submit it, or there's a contact email address on our website for nationalmonuments@housing.gov.ie.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and you just send an email there, and
that's great.
Get to it. Okay.
Okay, Cayman, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us in the program.
Okay,
there's Cayman O'Brien there talking to us following on from the discovery, the rediscovery of a 4,000 year old burial tomb in Ballyferriter. Wants your help in helping to find those last monuments. Archaeology.ie and the Historic Environment Viewer application, very easy tool to use to find out what's where in your area.